Hi, and welcome to episode 13 of Unlock Your Life, the weekly podcast around money and money mistakes. And today we're going to talk about the fourth big money mistake that people make, and that is thinking that money is the problem or the solution to all your problems. Now, the truth about money is really simple. Money is just a tool. You can buy stuff with it. That's it. It's nothing more or nothing less than a tool. All you need to do is earn it, keep some of it, and grow it. Now, why do we mix this all up? And why does it feel so hard? That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, how do you make money? How do you even get money? Because that's where it starts. There is only one source where money comes from. And this is something that a lot of people don't even realize. There's only one source in the whole world. It doesn't come from the sky. It doesn't come from working hard or whatever. Money comes from other people. So the only way to create money is to genuinely help other people with a problem and ask money in return. Now, that could be your boss if you're an employee. You're helping him out with a problem. If you're a coach, you help people with a problem. If you sell cars, you help people with a problem. Whatever you do, there is somebody who wants to give money in return for that what you offer. So the other person is the source of the money. It's that simple. All you need to do is help somebody with a problem and ask money in return. If you need more money, do more of that. Find more people with problems. Start helping them. That's it. Now, why does it feel so difficult? And that is because we make it difficult. We have all sorts of beliefs around about the world, beliefs about how things work, beliefs about people, and beliefs about ourselves, beliefs about how things work in the world, and we project them on money. And then we say money is bad. The truth is, we don't want to see or feel into our own negative dark sides because that's painful. Often they're not there for no reason. They're there because we experienced a lot of pain, either in our childhood or even today. We don't want to feel that because we often don't know the solution. So you project it out. Problem solved. We project it out in relationships and we project it out on society, but we also project it out on money. And with money, there is one problem. We cannot hide from it. We need money. Wherever you live in the world, if you want food, you need money. If you want a house, you need money. You might not need a lot of it, but without money, it's really difficult in this world. So that's the one problem that will stick with us until we look inside. Because the truth is, you need to grow, and when you grow, you solve more problems, and money will follow. But we don't want that. We tend to love our way of thinking, and we don't want to feel bad, so we just make ourselves small and say, I can't help it, and hope that people feel sorry for us. But the truth is, people having to agree with your problems doesn't solve them. People saying, oh, yeah, you know, the economy sucks. Oh, that's so awful for you. Oh, I really understand. That might make you feel better, but it will never get you more money. So let's look at what happens. We don't manage our money. We don't have a system. We project everything we don't want to look at ourselves around money. And I often hear people say, I want a business, but I don't care about money. It's not about money. I don't want to focus on that. But that is because focusing on money makes it painful. The thing is, if you focus on money, you will understand if your business is a solid business, if your customers are getting what they want, if they're satisfied, etc., etc. It's just a tool. The whole painful thing around that is because it touches and resonates with stuff inside you. And if you're willing to look at it like a compass and say, hey, this doesn't feel good. How can I learn from this? Because money is neutral. It is what it is. And if it makes you feel bad, then that is a compass. You can use it. And once you get that, the money is only a result. And knowing you can measure your own growth, it's actually quite an amazing tool. It's not even a tool so much because of what you can buy. It's a tool because it measures your growth in reality, in the real world. I hear so many people say, oh, I've grown so much. Well, that's fine. But if your bank account's not growing, then you might be growing, but you're not putting it out there. And that's okay if you have enough money. That's fine. But we want your value. The world needs what you offer. So if you're not growing your bank account, I mean, you can give it all away to charity. But if you're not growing your bank account, you're not putting your growth out into your world. And personally, I think that's a shame. So it starts with being the person who can earn and who can hold and who can grow the money. If you are that person, you can always create whatever you want, whatever you want. But the problem is most people don't want to change because they think they're just this way. This is who I am, right? So you get an assignment from a coach or from me and you don't do it. Sounds too easy. That won't help. But the thing is that the addition of all those really easy, really small steps will actually get you where you want to be. But we tend to think, no, I want the big amount. I don't want to be creative around small things. I want the big thing. But that is just another way of not wanting to look inside. Creating value in a way that's worthwhile, so worthwhile that everybody wants to give your money, that's not easy. Because you need to be valuable and you need to be really big and you need to put yourself out there and people are gonna not like it and you need to deal with criticism and you need to know who you are and you need to believe that you are that and you need to create it and you need to work together with other people, which is has awful sides, also has awesome sides, but also awful sides. And you need to give what you are and you need to share it and you need to do it and you need to get in action. But that's not easy. But if you do, people will give you their money and you will have fulfilled your life's purpose. So if you get stuck in listening to an English podcast, or you get stuck in being present at a seminar, or you criticize the way somebody's presenting somebody, well, that's fine, but you're also stopping your own growth process. And how will you ever create more money? And I'm not judging you for doing that. I've been in seminar rooms where I said, oh, I don't like this, but I was just keeping myself small. I always say, do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy? Do you want to be right or do you want to learn? And that's really a crucial thing. Do you want to be right about money or do you want to learn how to be more creative and have more? So there is no alignment between what you say and who you are. So if you say you want more money, but you're not taking the steps to growing yourself in a way that you can help more people with more problems, then there's no alignment. And that's not in integrity. So you need to align yourself and grow who you are. And that's nobody else's responsibility. It's nobody else's problem. And that is the only solution to sustainable success. So if you say, I need money, but you don't want to grow it, you're saying, I want people to give me money. Just give it to me. I don't need to offer more value. I just want people to give it to me. And personally, I don't believe that that is what you really want. You just don't get that money has anything to do with you. And thing is, you need to do what it takes to add more value so that the money will flow to you. And that has everything to do with growing yourself. So money is not your problem and it's also not the solution. And money itself does not make you happy, but looking into your money patterns and using it as a compass to where you need to grow, that is the solution. And that does make you happy because that is freedom. There is no freedom, absolutely no freedom in saying, I don't want to travel, when you also know you can't really afford to travel. There is freedom in being able to do it and choosing not to. Doing your inner work and using creativity is the ultimate freedom, because if you have that, you can always get anything you want. You can get money, you can get anything you want. So that was it for today. I hope you have an awesome day, and stay tuned, because next week we're going to have the last big mistake around money, and that is not understanding your part of the money game. So beliefs, money blueprint, and your inner game. So we're going to dive a little bit deeper into what we talked about today and really nail it into what different types of money blueprint do you have. Please stay tuned, share your comments, and have an awesome week. Bye.